Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans newsline, where we're joined by ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. And Aaron, we're continuing to see that backslide in that fight against COVID-19. It's the Delta variant, and as we've mentioned, El Paso County here in Southern Colorado almost leading the state, second just behind Mesa County, as we have over 300 confirmed cases of the Delta variant now. And what's it looking like on the overall fight to get this pandemic under control as Delta is continuing to spread like wildfire?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the numbers are all going in the wrong direction, except for, you know, Wyoming and South Dakota. They're the only two states that are not seeing increases in COVID-19 cases. Every other state is seeing an increase. Now, in some places, you know, it's an increase from not a lot, so it's not as worrying. You look at a place, though, like Oklahoma, and there are, triple the number of hospitalizations from this time last week. So it is worrying, and there is a concern that it's all the Delta variant. And quickly, the country is becoming a tale of two, you know, between vaccinated and unvaccinated, because the CDC says there's 97% of new cases in unvaccinated Americans.
And those unvaccinated people who are getting it, I mean, do they face, I mean, the Delta variant we know is more contagious possibly. Do they face higher risk factors? Is it more deadly?
It doesn't appear to be more deadly, which is good news. I mean, but there are, you know, 19,000 people hospitalized nationwide. That's 26% more this week than last week. So there people can get seriously sick, and you know, we're still recording deaths. But if you're getting sick, and there's not a lot the hospital can really do for you if you're already in a very severe stage of the disease. And so we've seen, you know, in Los Angeles, for example, they're back to the old rules, you know, requiring everyone to wear a mask indoors.
And of course, this all, as you'd mentioned, kind of that tale of two, the vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And is there anything to do to really help incentivize people who have still expressed such hesitancy to get vaccinated to do so? Because I know a number of states, including here in Colorado, had lotteries where even $1 million didn't really seem to sway people whose mind was already made up that they did not want to get that shot.
The lotteries aren't going to work. None of those things worked. I mean, they may have helped a bit, but by and large, none of those gimmicks really worked. You know, I'm looking at something like what President Macron in France is doing, and he's saying, you don't have to get vaccinated, but come August, if you want to go to a restaurant, you're going to have to show a vaccination card. So, I mean, it could be, and no state is thinking of that I know of, but, you know, at some point, if it isn't obvious, if you want to have a life, you're going to need to be vaccinated, you know, if you want to go to a theater or a movie or I don't know, because increasingly we're seeing that there is a split between those who are vaccinated and can get on with it and those who aren't and who are just getting COVID. And even if they're not getting vaccinated for themselves, you know, they're putting kids at risk, you know, who don't have the choice. We heard this story from a meteorologist who works at an ABC News affiliate in Philadelphia, said he let an unvaccinated relative into his house. He had tested negative, but then tested positive a couple days later, and sure enough, his kids got sick, quite severely so. And these are, you know, 9, 10 years old who don't have the option for vaccine yet. So the last thing you want to see in really localized ways among families or among communities is people questioning whether a vaccinated person can interact with an unvaccinated person and really tearing these communities in two.
Right, right. And the thought of more mandates coming down, a return to maybe mask wearing in public places and indoor spaces is certainly not something that's going to be welcomed in a lot of states, you know, as it right now is happening in California. Aaron Katursky, ABC News senior investigative reporter out of New York, thanks for sharing those details about this latest surge, what could be a backward slide in the fight against COVID-19. Thank you.
Thank you.